Tick-borne Lyme disease has been around for a long time, more than 5,000 years. We know that because DNA tests show the so-called Iceman, found frozen in a glacier in the Alps in 1991, had the Lyme bacteria. Modern science has given us a vaccine that gives us immunity from Lyme disease, but we don't use it. This morning, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story of the Lyme disease vaccine that society left on the shelf as we continue our week-long series, Living with Lyme.
11-year-old Ned Kelly is in for his annual physical at a clinic in Boston's Jamaica Plain neighborhood. As part of his checkup, he's getting a booster shot to protect him against Lyme disease. Ned doesn't like needles, but he holds still while Dr. Joel K. squeezes the pink serum under his skin.
Here, go, boy. A little pinch. We'll be home free. All right, good job. Done. All right, handsome.
Ned is lucky because he's one of the select few who can get the vaccine that gives him immunity against Lyme disease. Ned is lucky because he's a dog. We're at the MSPCA Angel Animal Medical Center, where dogs are regularly vaccinated against Lyme. Ned, the dog's owner, Joe Turchin, lives in Falmouth. Ticks are bad there, and Lyme is prevalent. He's glad he can protect his dog, but he wishes there were a human vaccine, too.
You know, if there were a vaccine, our doctors would be suggesting it to us, certainly for those of us who live on the Cape and the islands, because it's a horrendous plague.
That's when I told Turchin that there is a Lyme vaccine for people. It's just that no one makes it anymore.
Why not?
Why not? The answer might depress you.
Lyme disease is the only infection that I know of for which we have a safe and effective vaccine, but it's not available to the public.
To find out why it's not available, I talked to Alan Steer. He's the physician who discovered Lyme disease. Steer was 33 years old back in 1975 when he was sent to the Connecticut town of Lyme to look into a mysterious cluster of kids who'd gotten arthritis.
4 or 5 months into the investigation, we came to suspect that ticks may be involved.
Steer's team had found a previously unknown disease, and ever since, Lyme has been his life's work. After the discovery, he and other scientists first isolated the spiral-shaped bacterium that causes Lyme disease, and then found ways to make people immune to it. Today, Steer's laboratory is at Massachusetts General Hospital. He says finding a biological pathway to vaccinate against Lyme was a major milestone.
Lyme disease was epidemic in certain locations, particularly in the northeastern United States. So here was the possibility of really changing that.
By the mid-1990s, two pharmaceutical companies began trials of candidate vaccines. Gregory Poland is a vaccinologist at the Mayo Clinic. He says the vaccines helped people build up lots of antibodies that killed the Lyme agent relatively quickly.
So that when a tick bites you and sucks your blood, it is sucking up the antibodies out of your blood. Those antibodies go into the tick's gut, kill the Lyme organisms that are there. So when that tick then regurgitates into your skin, you don't get Lyme disease.
Poland says as innovative as these vaccines were for killing the Lyme bacterium before it even got into your body, they weren't perfect. You had to get booster shots, so it took a year to become immune. It wasn't approved for children 14 and under. Still, for those 15 and above, it worked pretty well. Human trials conducted by Alan Steer showed that more than 80% of those vaccinated gained immunity. Introduced in 1998, the vaccine sold well at first, but then opponents spoke out, self-described vaccine victims, similar to people today who claim vaccines cause autism. Back then, they said that the Lyme vaccine gave them arthritis. Vaccinologist Gregory Poland.
And this sort of got into popular lore. It spread on the internet. There were a number of East Coast lawyers who started putting together class action lawsuits. There were anti-vaccine advocacy groups.
And there were threats against the scientists who had worked to help protect people. Gregory Poland had to hide where he lived. Alan Steer got a security detail. Now, the clinical data did not back up any of this. The trials had not shown such side effects. The FDA and CDC looked into the claims and recommended people continue getting the vaccine. But it was too late. Sales had plummeted. 4 years after offering people immunity against Lyme, SmithKline Beecham stopped making the vaccine. The second vaccine maker, Pasteur Mario Cannot, saw what had happened and never put out its own product. Gregory Poland says since then, Lyme has spread, becoming the most common tick-borne disease in the country.
Now, with the withdrawal of the vaccine, people are doing all kinds of things. I'm personally aware of individuals who, in desperation, have gone to veterinarians and remarkably convinced the veterinarian to inject them with the canine vaccine.
Despite the growing demand to have access to a human vaccine, many drug companies say they're not interested in working on one.
Well, I think there are so many diseases.
Farshad Girahu is an R&D director at Sanofi Pasteur, the vaccines division of the drug giant Sanofi. His company is working instead on a vaccine for dengue fever.
For diseases like Lyme diseases, the medical need is smaller. So when we need to put our resources, we obviously have to put where the medical need is greater, and then you can make the vaccine.
With little to no interest from drug companies, some people want government to step in, even state government. Earlier this month, at a hearing of the new Massachusetts Lyme Disease Commission, veterinarian Sam Telford suggested the state of Massachusetts license GlaxoSmithKline's FDA-approved vaccine.
We all know that the market has changed. People are fed up. I mean, this is a terrible situation we're in, which means that a vaccine still makes sense.
Telford says the state could make it at the UMass Biologics Laboratory in Jamaica Plain, which has made other vaccines before. GlaxoSmithKline would not say whether it would consider such an option. So for now, there's no sign of any vaccine becoming available. And if there were, Mayo Clinic vaccinologist Gregory Poland says the old opponents are already promising to fight the introduction of any new Lyme vaccine.
So we know scientifically how to develop a vaccine that would protect against all this human misery. And yet, for these sort of societal or cultural reasons, not scientific reasons, that will not be done in the foreseeable future in the U.S.
Alan Steer is a little more hopeful. The man who first connected the mysterious affliction to the ticks of Lyme, Connecticut, back in 1975, has worked on the disease his entire professional life. Losing the human vaccine that he had helped along, he admits, was a major setback.
Multiple things happen. What I'd like to see happen now is that it's possible to move on, even make a better vaccine. I think that's still possible.
Until that day, people are going to have to try to protect themselves. Long pants, insecticides, body inspections. People are going to have to keep living with Lyme. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.